Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to have Regine Skillern back in the studio with me. Hey, Regine, how's it going?
Great, Allison. Good morning.
I always have a good feeling that when you come on the program, there's going to be some news from Intel coming. So why don't you first just tell the audience, remind them who you are and what you do at Intel, and then let's break with the news.
Sure. For the past 5 years, I've been working with the world's largest cloud service providers to help them build out their cloud infrastructure. My team also does a lot of the marketing around cloud and our movement into microservers and brings out a lot of the new technologies we develop that are specifically optimized for this segment. But today, I have something that's really quite a dramatic shift in the way that we've been marketing into the cloud for the past few years. We are unveiling the first of its kind, the Powered by Intel Cloud Technology Badge and Marketing Program. This is really about being able to take our brand value from Intel and not only apply it to hardware infrastructure, but to be able to make now that infrastructure transparent to the user of the cloud service. So now when users go out and look for a public cloud service, they will be able to identify which instances are running on 100% Intel technology by looking for the Powered by Intel Cloud Technology badge.
You know, one of the things that I thought about when I heard about it is that so all of this chatter on Twitter where folks are saying, oh, yeah, infrastructure doesn't matter anymore, not so true. Can you tell us a little bit about the decision to drive a program like this and what enterprise input did Intel receive to know that this is going to be something that would be valued?
So we've actually been working on this for a while, building up what we believe were the right technologies that would be of value to end consumers of services, and also having a lot of discussion with enterprise in terms of what they would value if we delivered it. We've had a number of our largest enterprise customers actually suggest we do this, as well as we've done a lot of market research and talked to analysts. And what we found is 8 IT decision makers to 1 would actually specify the hardware and the brand in their public cloud infrastructure if they can. And today, actually, 40% of those cloud service providers are specifying the brand in that underlying infrastructure. And the question is, though, why? Is it just a comfort because they were building out internal infrastructure and they want to have that visibility just for the sake of comfort? The discussions we've had is that that transparency can really matter. We know that not all cores or infrastructure are created equal, and that if there is more performance or more features and capabilities in that underlying infrastructure, they can be tapped and utilized by the consumer of that service. Specifically, if our enterprise have specific workloads that they're optimizing for, we know that not all workloads are the same. Some workloads demand high performance. Some need high I/O throughput. Some need high access to large amounts of memory. Some are doing things like heavy encryption, and if they have encryption accelerators, they'll get more performance on infrastructure that has encryption acceleration built in versus one that doesn't. We found a number of use cases whereby understanding the underlying technologies, users can make better choices about which cloud service to run their workloads on. And I think this was really well demonstrated last year when Amazon announced that they were using the Intel Inside logo to show Intel Inside their cloud instances. As you know, Amazon has a huge range of instances. They aren't one size fits all. And what Amazon chose to do was actually for the first time expose all the underlying CPU families and technology capabilities in their cloud services because they knew that that would help their end customers choose. And it wasn't just CPU performance. It was things like which instances had AVX instructions for floating point improvement, or which features had AES NI encryption acceleration built into that hardware, or turbo capabilities for peak performance to handle spikes or get additional performance out of that instance.
So obviously Intel doesn't make announcements in a vacuum. Are you joined by cloud service providers? And is this a program that you expect other cloud service providers to adopt over time?
Yes, this is the initial rollout, and we're proud that 15 partners from around the world have joined us today. Companies like Canopy, which is a division of Atos, and Rackspace, Korea Telecom, Expedient, and VirtuStream, Savvis, which is a company owned by CenturyLink, and UOL Host, one of the leaders in Latin America. We have a very broad range of companies that span a number of the world's largest cloud hosters, and these companies have been approaching us and wanting to work with us on this program, and we will be scaling to the rest of the cloud service providers over the upcoming months.
Well, Regine, I would love to ask you some more questions about this, but we actually have a gentleman from Canopy, one of the cloud service providers, on the line, and we're going to go to him for an interview on exactly what this means from a cloud service provider perspective. So until next time, thank you so much for joining ChipChat.
Thanks, Allison. Always a pleasure.
Our second guest today is Faiz Parkar with Canopy. Welcome, Faiz.
Hi, Allison. Good to be here.
Faiz, why don't you tell the audience a bit about Canopy just to get started?
So Canopy is a relatively new company set up by Atos, EMC, and VMware to focus on helping organizations to accelerate their journey to cloud and specifically to realize the benefits from doing that. And really, we're a one-stop shop for cloud computing, offering everything from initial cloud consulting services or portfolio cloud solutions across private cloud, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, and then all backed up by enterprise-level, service-level agreements, security, and best-of-breed proven technologies. And my role there is basically director of product marketing for our private cloud portfolio.
So a fairly new name in cloud service providers, but some heavy hitters in terms of enterprise technology behind you. You were also part of the announcement today with Intel. Can you talk about Canopy's relationship with Intel and what drove the decision to be part of this new program?
So if we look at some of the engagements that we've had with customers around the world around cloud, we're seeing that as customers look at the different kinds of cloud services which are out there, there's a general lack of transparency from many providers about exactly what it is that they're providing to the customer. That kind of obscurity inhibits cloud adoption because cloud buyers just don't understand how or even if their performance and security requirements are going to be met. So the reason why Canopy is participating in the Intel Cloud Technology Program is because we want to give transparency back to cloud buyers about what the underlying technology capabilities and standards are that we're offering as part of our cloud services, so that they're able to select the best solution to meet the specific needs of their organization. So we build our cloud services on Intel Cloud Technology because we need the strongest technology foundation that gives us the ability to meet the demanding performance and security requirements of the large organizations that we work with around the world.
What is your customer benefit by understanding the specifics about the infrastructure that they're choosing for their specific workload?
It's very similar to the kind of experience that we see that customers have when they're buying a server, right? When a customer is buying the server, they look for the Intel Inside badge because that gives them confidence on what the underlying technologies are, and they know it's enterprise proven, they know it's going to give them the performance that they want. And I think that the Powered by Intel Cloud Technology badge is going to have a similar experience for cloud buyers, right? They're going to look for that Powered by Intel Cloud Technology badge, and they're going to have an expectation that cloud services that have that badge is going to give them the kind of performance that they need, the kind of security that they need. They know that there's a broad ecosystem of software partners out there who optimize their software for Intel processors. That means they can build cloud services much more quickly. And a lot of those software partners are actually also available through Canopy through our PaaS and our SaaS offerings as well.
Where are the key values for your participation in the program?
I think for us, it's to give transparency into the fact that we're using best-of-breed enterprise-class technologies. The Intel cloud technology that we're using are widespread throughout all of the cloud services that we offer. And actually, when you look through the Intel Cloud Finder website, you'll see that Canopy's got one of the broadest range of offerings, which are validated in the program, from dedicated private cloud to virtual private cloud offerings across a whole range of different use cases. So what it gives us is the ability to work with customers to help them understand the broad portfolio that we have and how they can select different services based on what their performance or security requirements are, based on what their cost requirements might be.
And Intel Cloud Finder can be found at intelcloudfinder.com. And obviously, a program we've talked about on ChipChat quite a bit. So when enterprises are looking at their various cloud service provider options, why Canopy? What is the primary determinant for the selection of Canopy?
What we see when talking to customers is that they all have their own different use cases and their own different needs and requirements for workloads they want to run. So our approach to addressing that is to offer a broad choice of different cloud infrastructure services where customers can choose the level of dedication that they want. They can choose whether they want to manage it themselves or have us manage it for them. They can choose whether they want to host it in their own data center or have us host it for them. So basically, it's their cloud, their way. And I mentioned already that we build on best of breed and enterprise-proven technologies, and the Intel Cloud technology is a great example of that. And everything that we do is backed up by enterprise-level service agreements and support from initial consulting, design, implementation, as well as the ongoing operations. But most of all, you know, our focus isn't just on cloud technology. It's more importantly about how organizations can use cloud technology to help them achieve their business objectives.
Fantastic. To end, why don't you just tell me a little bit more about where our audience can find information about Canopy?
Well, the main website for Canopy is www.canopy-cloud.com. And if you click on the infrastructure link there to learn more about our cloud services, you'll see all the cloud services that are part of the Intel Cloud Technology Program. You can also click on the Contact Us link at the top right of the webpage. And to stay up to date on what we're doing around cloud in general and what we're doing specifically with Intel, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And if you look at canopycloud.com, you'll see at the bottom of the webpage there all the links to how you can get connected via social media.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Canopy is a new name in cloud computing. Definitely check them out. If you have more questions for Raejean, she's on Twitter at RaejeanF, and I'm on Twitter at TechAllison. Please feel free to continue the conversation. With that, I'd like to wrap another episode of Chip Chat.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.